I really had a wonderful time reflecting upon my love for my wonderful wife, Lucy, who passed away some 2 years ago this month of July. It has been an interesting time as I remembered her and some of the themes, and I'm sure that many of you have gone to the page and read the comments. Putting the articles up has served many purposes. It has served the purpose to let, I think, when I look at the broader sense, you know, because many of you may ask, John, why are you doing this? Why are you holding to a love that is gone? Anna, as Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and as he was speaking with two past prophets that had gone on before him, even so, I speak to Lucy in that way. I speak of her in those terms. It's been an interesting 2 years, to say the least. A very interesting 2 years. In terms of relationships, no. I haven't found an honest female, one that can honestly love me for who I am without attempting to take me through changes, changes that I refuse to go through. See, I've been saying all the while that I'm a man that will not be taken through changes by a female because she isn't happy with her plight. And being content is where I am right now. I would ask of you that if you have fond memories of those that you love, oh, and don't worry, the little picture cavalcade will never end. I have so many pictures of memories here, and from time to time, when I get an opportunity to do it, I'll place another one up. And so that you can know what love looked like when it lasts. Yeah, it's very important to rub it in your face, because when it lasts, it's real. I used to tell guys and gals when they were thinking about their loved one leaving them, I said, if it's love, it'll last. If it's not, it'll pass. And that's the way certain relationships are. They just pass on. People say they love you. People say they like you. People say that they have your best at heart. But no, ulterior motives is what most relationships are built upon today. What can he do for me and what can she do for me? How we can pool our resources together and become a team? What? That's not what marriage is all about. I was telling a young man that marriage is no less than sacrifice. The kind of sacrifice that Ray did in the movie, Deliver Us from Eva. When Ray sells his house in Los Angeles, packs up everything, moves to the Chicago area, buys a horse for the lady that he loves, rents the stable for a year, and say, I'll be here every day asking you to marry me. That's what love is. It's called sacrifice. And that happens very rarely these days because I think that we've lost the meaning of that. It's kind of old-fashioned. I believe the marriage will be around for ages and ages to come. But the only true kind of marriage that lasts is the kind that has the other individual sacrificing their lives for someone else. Now let me say this. And Lucy would love for me to say this, I think. I know women very well. And when there is a wrestling match going on to see who is going to be supreme in the contest of dominion. Ladies, you've lost. Because when you come in contact with the man, like Ray in the movie, Ray's already made up his mind, even though he was a player, but Ray's already made up his mind on what his life is all about and what he wants out of his life and how that life is going to be. And the players in that life are the women that give themselves wholly over to people like that. I'm grateful to God that he's given me a wonderful lady like that in the name or the person of Lucy. Now, since that person is gone, I have the confidence assured in God that no other relationship is worth it unless that kind of sacrifice exists in the real. Lucy? Maybe we'll have these year anniversary dates where I'll just come and put a clip up for you. I want to thank you for being that lady that has raised my children. Oh, my gosh, when I think about my grandchildren and all the pain that Leslie is going through raising those children. I said, is that what Lucy went through? Leslie told me, Daddy, you were in school or either gone at that church. You never recognized it. You were too busy doing your thing for God while she raised us. So now when I'm asked to babysit, which I'm often asked to do, I do it with a tremendous respect for a wife that loved me, cared for me, and basically gave her life for her children and her husband. Nah, for those of you skeptics out there that think that I'm giving you a line and you would think that you know what goes on in my home, you really didn't. Never laid a hand on her. Never cursed her out. Never cursed the day that I married her. Never questioned whether the intentions were just. Now, look at yourselves. Look in the mirror. Analyze your own lives. Don't use me as a comparative analysis. Please don't. I had a very happy, happy, wonderful marriage. You can have the same thing too if you bow that knee to Jesus Christ and commit that person that you say you love to Him. If you begin to treat that person with the highest respect and dignity, no, that person is not going to always rub you well, because it's not about being rubbed well. It's about being loved. Will you love that person? Will you love them with an unconditional love? Will you love them with sacrifice? Because if you're not able to do that, don't look for the smile that you see on this picture of me and Lucy right there. Don't. Because, see, that's why the smile, and the smile remains, my friend. It hasn't become a frown. I haven't become some angry old man separated by the death pains, angry because I can't find someone like that. And, you know, in essence, I'm kind of glad I haven't found anybody, because I'm enjoying my single state right now. Flying around doing conferences, going to get a cup of coffee when I want to get it, talking with whom I want to talk with, being friends with whom I want to be friends with, expanding my horizons. Like the old Nancy Wilson song, never, never will I marry, never, never will I wed, born to wonder, solitary, wide in my world, narrow my bed, never, never, never will I marry, born to wonder, till I'm dead. Stay in the Word.